MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Dennis Hobson, a logistics and pricing analyst at Investec for Business. Dennis, appreciate the early morning. We chatted back in September around logistics supply chains. It was tough. Since then, we have had Omicron, which has sort of shut down borders again, shut down ports, etc. Has it hurt global supply chains even further since we last spoke, or are we seeing some perhaps improvement coming through?
Good morning, Simon. I think the latest variant and outbreak has created further disruption to supply chains, and particularly with the labor shortages, which has impacted your tracking services, created additional pressures on your terminal facilities, your warehousing, which has just led to further backlogs and congestion within the supply chains. We've seen over December, early January, a significant amount of flights being cancelled, which impacted the air freight capacity. And then we've seen severe delays with sailing schedules, vessels not leaving on time due to the congestion within the ports. Notably, the USA, Los Angeles, that's probably got worse. At any given time, there could be over 100 vessels waiting to berth. And we've seen lead times also increase and be very erratic and unpredictable. So, to answer your question, it hasn't really improved in any way.
And from what you're saying there, I mean, it's pretty much across the board. It's getting hit sort of everywhere. It's not, maybe it's just trucking, but air freight's okay. But as you mentioned, I mean, a lot of flights were cancelled, and a lot of that cargo actually goes in the body of a plane with passengers at the top. That disappears. The sense is that this is broadly across everything, remains congested. Is there hope for this clearing in the next 6 to 12 months, or is it a case of we're going to have to wait and see?
I think it's very difficult to predict, when we can or expect some kind of stability. You just need one major event, like we had last year with either the Suez Canal blockage or Yantian port being shut down, to really go and disrupt things to another level. There have been the expectation that we could see some kind of stabilization late in the year. Mm-hmm. And there's pockets of improvements that we do see from time to time. And I'll give you an example. Last year was a big struggle with getting containers on time. Yeah. So we've seen new container bills come into the market, which has eased pressures there to a degree. But the biggest issue really is around, with the current congestion on the sea freight side, you've got plus minus 12% of the global capacity being caught or stuck outside the ports. That has a knock-on effect to demand for air freight, for example. Now you've got the labor shortages, which then creates handling delays with air freight and flight cancellations. So everything kind of has a knock-on effect. And we need to get past this Chinese New Year period and to see what the situation is like post that. I know a lot of shipping lines are also waiting to see what demand looks like post Chinese New Year. So for now, it's a wait and see. We have seen rate levels on the Far East to South Africa trade stabilize somewhat, and expect that those rate levels to soften slightly, which is good news. But the shipping lines will no doubt try and keep rates elevated. Mm-hmm. They got the pressures on for them to maintain their record profits. That'd be interesting.
It was Maersk, I think, had their best profits ever in the history of the business. A quick last question. Locally, Durban Harbour was a problem. You've seen some issues with Transnet as well, with their rail lines. Are we seeing any improvements in those two?
So, Durban still remains a big headache for the industry. Again, labour shortages, lack of skill at times. And then we've seen, equipment failure or maintenance that wasn't done, which has impacted the port productivity. And that has a knock-on effect in terms of delays of getting containers out of port. It creates congestion. And then again, you have shipping lines, the vessels having to wait longer outside the port before they can berth. And sometimes those shipping lines decide to go and call another port and then come back, which, again, creates additional lead time and frustrations.
Okay, so short answer, it is going to be another year of supply chains. We'll keep an eye on that. Dennis Hobson, logistics and pricing analyst, Investec for Business. Appreciate the early morning. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.